That idea that technology mainly concerns the chief information officer, that one's starting to get a little old, but it continues to live on in the government, according to at least one CIO. The Federal Communications Commission has emerged as one agency adopting the new idea that IT is every executive's responsibility. David Bray is the FCC CIO and the government co-chair for ACT-IAC's Executive Leadership Conference coming up later this month. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about how he persuaded other commission executives to accept IT as a shared responsibility.
A large part of what I focused on, in addition to trying to shape the narrative that we needed to move to public cloud and commercial service provider, was to get their buy-in to invest in us and to see what we could do. And in addition, it wasn't simply just moving what we were currently doing on-premise, the same exact processes, to the public cloud, but in fact, working with the bureaus and offices and using what we call our entrepreneurs on the inside, to say, well, in the past, maybe you required people to download a PDF that was one of 18 different forms. They had to fill that out by hand and mail that in. That process may have worked for the early 90s, but that's probably not what you want to be doing now in 2015, 2016. And so it was also not just thinking about how you move things with speed to a better digital platform, but then also how can you make it easier for your stakeholders so they don't have to figure out one of 18 different forms. Instead, they can answer 7 questions, and much like TurboTax, they've then automatically filled out one of those forms without even knowing it, much easier, much faster, and much more responsive. So when I talk to my fellow peers in the private sector, and they use the words digital business, we sort of both smile and we agree that what part of your business would you not want to have digital? I think the same thing is true about public service, which is increasingly what we're doing here in public service, and that's government, but even more than government, needs to be more than just simply thinking about IT as an IT function. It's really about how do you bake in delivering services to the public that have IT baked in, that have privacy and security baked in. But it really is just thinking about how we redo that business, because I would submit, as increasingly we get connected as a nation, as increasingly people have access to computers, smartphones, how many of us would be willing to actually volunteer data on air quality or water quality or transportation quality if it would make our communities safer and better? And that's why I also try to say, and I intend to say at the Executive Leadership Conference, in my opinion, the word federal government is an increasingly outdated term. We really need to talk about public service that includes members of the public that not only receive services, but if they want, they can actually provide data anonymously and privately that actually makes their local communities safer or more sound. You think about what happened in New York, where they actually were trying to find a suspect. By engaging the larger community, they could find that individual faster and therefore make everybody safer as a result. At the FCC, back in late 2013, we actually did a crowdsourced app that was open source. And by seeing that we weren't collecting your IP address and we didn't know who you were in a 5-mile radius, people actually used that app to inform what were connection speeds across the country by provider. And actually by getting that trust, our terms and conditions were only 2 pages long. It was the 4th most downloaded app right behind Google Chrome. And so I really hope that the dialogue for 2017 and beyond is not just about getting off legacy systems, IT modernization. I mean, I think that's a necessary part. But I really think the most important thing that we can have in 2017 and beyond is really how we redo the business of public service such that it is the public, private sector partners, and government working for the whole of the nation.
Let me step back for a second and start with this idea of working within the FCC and when you guys decided to move to the cloud and really modernize a lot. Give me a sense of what did you do to get the CFO and the commissioners of the FCC on board with this plan?
People were used to doing things the way they did it, and what is the case for executive leadership to invest in you as the new CIO? I mean, again, I was number 10. There had been 9 CIOs in 8 years. Why should they think that I'm somehow going to be different? And so the way we made that case was first we assessed what was the current landscape. How bad were things? And that's when we came back with the statistics that said we're spending more than 85% of our budget just to maintain these legacy systems. The average age of these systems is more than 10 years old. We have some systems that are 18, 19, 20 years old. At the time, fortunately, we've now retired it. We did have 2 Sun E25Ks weighing 1 ton each running in the basement of the FCC. Glad to see those gone. And so first, that was the baseline. And then we made an assessment of why hadn't past efforts worked? So learn from the past efforts so that you make sure you don't repeat the same conditions going forward. And then from that make a case as to why we think our new strategy is going to be different. And so basically what we assess with past efforts is they have either not involved the existing bureau or office stakeholders or the stakeholders on the outside. In fact, there were several cases where back in 2010, they had brought in a new team from the outside, some folks from Silicon Valley. They had called it New Media. And this new media team was separate from the existing IT team, but the new media team didn't interact at all with internal stakeholders or external stakeholders from the SEC when they redid the website. And that resulted in a lot of frustration because people had been used to finding things a certain way, they had been used to certain user interfaces a certain way, and you might think it's a minor change to move the search box from the left side to the right side, but if you've been using that system for 20 years, for some people that's a massive change and it can cause angst. And so we were very deliberate about whatever change we did, it would involve our stakeholders, it would be about making it easier for them, and it would also be about trying to get out of the trap of an ever-accelerating cost problem. That's how I got my chief financial officer to sort of partner with us, of that 85% would grow to be 90% and grow to be 95%. And if that happened, we just wouldn't have any money to do anything new at all. And so ultimately, it was a business case on the inside, and it was about showing small successes to get the trust necessary for large successes. And so we had some small successes where we moved our consumer help desk that was public-facing, and we did that instead of taking 18, 24 months, we did in less than 6 months. We did it 1/6 the price. We had some other wins like that that actually made them feel like, okay, so they're serious. And then that's when we got enough trust to do the big leap, which was Operation Server Lift, which was about a year and a month ago today, last Labor Day. And that really then got us going forward because then we had nothing on premise. And even with a flat budget, because we've had a flat budget for the last 8 years, we dropped from spending 85% to being 50% to maintain systems, which gave us enough fuel, as it were, to modernize the remaining systems at that commercial provider to move to public cloud platforms.
So you're now spending 50% on legacy systems.
Yep, our O&M is actually less than 50%. It's right now about 48, 49%.
Wow. I mean, that's a huge drop, and that's what, you know, every CIO is looking at. Now, I know, David, some other CIOs are listening to this going, yeah, but he works at the FCC. What's your budget? $5? I mean, you know. But the point is, I think it can be done, and it can be done when you, as you outlined, the step-by-step-by-step. Do you have a idea of how small you'd like that to get down to? I mean, is 30% the right number? Is 45% the right number for O&M?
Probably between 40 and 50. We probably are as low as we can go because at the end of the day, well, I think there may have been some predecessors in the past that said that cloud is first and foremost about it being less expensive. I really think about if you get a good public cloud platform, software as a service or platform as a service partner, really what you're getting is the economy of scale that comes with them maintaining the patches, maintaining the updates, maintaining the security. And sure, maybe if you strip all those things off and just do plain vanilla cloud, it's cheaper. But I kind of want the partner to be responsible for keeping it up to date, doing the security and everything like that. And so I think 40 to 50% is probably better. But what we really get with this, and this is the thing I really separate, is first and foremost, if you had asked us to stand up a new system or a new prototype of a system before we went to a public cloud and commercial service provider, it would have been 6 or 7 months to get you a new system. We'd have to procure it, we'd have to do the requirements and everything like that. But if you come to us with requirements now, we can have a working prototype in less than 48 hours. So 2 days.
David Bray is Chief Information Officer at the FCC and the Government Co-Chair for ACT-IAC's Executive Leadership Conference coming up in a couple of weeks in Williamsburg, Virginia. Hear the entire interview and find out more about ELC at federalnewsradio.com.